Hello, I'm Pamela Badila of Jata Jata International Folkloric Theater, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook, so many towns and villages and cities in Columbia and Greene County. This is listener-supported hands-on radio.
The third annual Latinx Parade and Festival will be held in the city of Hudson on Saturday, September 17th. The parade will step off from 7th Street Park at 1 p.m. and move down Warren Street to the river. At 2 p.m., the fun continues in Waterfront Park with food vendors, artists and craft vendors, as well as live music performances into the evening. Brought to you by Columbia County Sanctuary Movement and co-sponsored by Wave Farms WGXC-FM. Information is available on the community calendar page at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that at an online public hearing September 20th, local citizens were united against proposed rate increases from Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. Melanie Crouch of Hyde Park, who is disabled, said, and I quote, "If these gas rates happen, I have nowhere else to cut," end quote. Pat Pelicano had a different complaint, saying, and I quote, "My bills are delayed for months," end quote. Rosemary DeCruz of Poughkeepsie said, and I quote, "We should not be rewarding a company that can't do the bare minimum of giving an accurate bill," end quote. Central Hudson wants a one-year 16% jump in delivery rate for electricity and 19% for gas. They say that would add $1 a day to the typical electric customer and $1 a day to natural gas customers. The Public Service Commission has promised in-person hearings on the rate hikes, but none have been scheduled at this time. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Deanna Garcia reports in New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul was crowing September 20th about the Biden administration's announcement that it was granting temporary protective status to expedite work permits for hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans who are already in the country. Hochul said it is, and I quote, "an important first step," end quote, for her request to get expedited work status for all migrants. And I quote, "We have all been working so hard to persuade the White House that these individuals who came to this country and are living in New York City shelters don't have to. They came here to work," end quote. Right now, migrants can't work in the U.S. for 180 days, but Hochul wants that number reduced to 30. Hochul said, and I quote, "We have to have more workers, and this is going to be a very, very positive development for our state's economy, for these individuals, and our desire to start not opening more shelters, but starting to shut down shelters," end quote. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Michael Mahan reports for News 10 that Hudson police officials launched a widespread search for missing resident Robert Coons on September 21st. Coons was first reported missing on July 13th and was last seen on July 9th at around 10:30 a.m. The search includes Hudson Police, the New York State Police, Columbia County Sheriff's Office, New York State Forest Rangers, Amtrak police personnel, canines, and aviation units. Anyone with information about Coons' whereabouts should call 518-828-9900. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting showers likely mainly after 2 p.m. today. Otherwise, it will be a cloudy Saturday with a temperature high near 59 degrees and a north wind at around 7 miles per hour. More showers are likely tonight, mainly after 11 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 62 degrees and a north wind at around 7 miles per hour. On Sunday, showers are likely, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 61 degrees and a north wind at around 9 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 53 degrees. And on Monday, a chance of showers, partly sunny, with a temperature high near 65 degrees. And that's your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Becca Van Kay of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-supported radio.
Number 10.
Iridescent green glow. They call it undark. Dial painters, radium gas. Lick the brush, get a fine, fine point on the brush. Our boys overseas are counting on you to light up the dials in the dark. Thousands of lives will be saved. Dial painters, radium gals.
flush, get a fine, fine point on the brush. Lick the brush, lick the brush, get a fine, fine point on the brush. Lick the brush, lick the brush, get a fine, fine point on the brush. Lick the brush, lick the brush, get a fine, fine point on the brush.
That was Catskills' Reckless Eric with Dial Painter's Radium Girls from his 2023 album Leisure Land.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine, nine.
Columbia County-based singer-songwriter Chris Pelnett has a new song released in August of 2023 called Billie Eilish Won't Follow Me.
Next on the WGXC community radio station, we're going to hear from Gary's Dream, a band based in the Catskills with a new album out in 2023. The band consists of Aviva Sky on vocals, Shelby Serrano on drums, Wesley Harper on keyboards, and Synth and Ryan Serrano on guitar. Here is the band Gary's Dream and their song To the Moon on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Thank you.
That was Go Higher from Hudson Valley's Shana Falana on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
6. You and me, we're see-through homesick and heartbroken. Would you turn me away if the walls were all I could see? In your place, leave me alone with my headphones. I'll be alright. I'll leave.
That was See Through from the 2020 album Creation Myths from Columbia County-based musician Elvis Perkins.
Number
from his 2023 album Leisureland. That's Catskill's Reckless Eric with They Come Free with Cornflakes on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
4444444.
Next up, we have 2023 new music from local band Jaded Azurides. That's Columbia County poet Karen Schomer and legendary bassist Mike Watt. Here is the song Songed from their 2023 release, Number 6.
In the blue motel of sleep, on the purple beat, a hand touches the piano key. I dip beneath layers, deep layers of voices. Emerge into a hallway, closed doors of bedrooms, brass knobs with mechanisms designed to stop me. Rooms with mothers and fathers, sofas, rugs, mantelpieces, the complete Yale Shakespeare, surprising heaviness of small blue books. I whisper to the books, it is fortunate that I touched him in the blue motel of sleep.
Number
3. I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper. Of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden with a candle of great purity, with a gem, a precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad, none of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair. Every man is a chess player. There are companies there without exclusion. The house is not a house, is not house is not closed against man or woman. Go into
from the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers. That was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Number
two.
Bad hat crowd.
That was Catskill's Reckless Eric with Bad Hat Town from his 2023 album Leisureland.
Number
one.
Close. guess I'd follow in there.
Down my bed, I will try.
That was Christian Marclay, Jukebox Capriccio, from his album Records from 1997. This is Oxeye from Caliphone from the 2023 album Villagers.
Calculator, trying on some new names.